This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil.
Hello.
Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
Something that I wanted to discuss tonight because I think it's interesting. We've talked in the past about programming the quantum field.
Right.
And I want to give an example of a problem that I had, and Charlene programmed the quantum field, and by golly, I got to tell you what happened, Charlene. We haven't talked about
this. We haven't talked since since yesterday.
Maybe.
And it's happened since yesterday.
Oh, yes. And new things happen every day. It's beautiful.
I know. Isn't it fun?
I don't know if I can contain all this joy.
I want everybody to know that when you have something wonderful happen, you say it's delicious.
Well, actually, this is delicious.
That's why you kept saying, oh, this is delicious, Charlene. I just got to tell you, this is so delicious.
That's right. You know, things can happen in the world, and they just taste delicious.
That's what you said.
That's right.
Okay. Well, tell us the rest of it.
Oh, I just think this is remarkable. So many people today are flying and really have complaints with different airlines because they are flying full, planes are full, people are getting bumped, having seats taken away, getting there late, doing all kinds of really neat things, making them sit on the tarmac for hours at a time. And people in the airlines, I remember traveling years ago where the service was just incredibly wonderful. Of course, the tickets cost a lot more, and I'm sure they have some problems, you know, with managing income and expenses, but sometimes you feel like they're really not addressing what they should be addressing. And I had a flight that, and we're not going to get into that, just that it wasn't what I thought it should be. I think they were not being just. And Charlene programmed the quantum field so that I would have an answer by the end of the month. Well, I made an objection to the credit card company for $400 against my ticket because this is what the Department of Transportation said that I should receive because of the inconvenience, something that happened to me. So this lady calls from the bank who operates this credit card company. I had sent her a letter, and she has decided to put a claim in, an objection, against the price of my ticket for this $400, which I thought was absolutely great because I really think that it's going to work out that the airline is going to credit this amount since the bank really has made opened up this dispute for me. So that was the first thing I wanted to discuss, Charlene, with our audience is, and we've talked about this before, programming the quantum field so that justice that you're obtaining or desires or goals can come your way. So I think that that's very important, and we'll discuss that a little bit more, Charlene. But something that I want to tell people, too, because a lot of people really are not aware of the fact that there is a list of rights that you have as far as the Department of Transportation is concerned. And if there's anybody out there listening to my voice who has had a struggle with a trip, with a ticket, something that they feel they've had treatment that has been unjust, you can do a search. Just Google this, Department of Transportation Airline Disputes, and you'll have some sites come up that will tell you the rules and the regulations, what compensation you would be entitled to, and if you have a dispute, read that first. It's an eye-opener because nobody's going to tell you what your rights are. And we do have some. We still have some. So I thought I'd pass that little gem along. You do have some recourse. And then the second thing is I wanted to discuss a little more with you, Charlene, programming the quantum field, if you're willing to talk about that.
Okay. Part of it is if everything that you speak and everything that you think and everything you feel has a vibrational frequency. So most of what we're doing is because we have the creative ability to create our life because we're the essence of Godfather or Godmother. One lady likes the heart of the universe, whichever your higher source is. It's a creative energy. And so if you're within that creative energy, we are creating our lives. We have to see what we're creating and how it's not serving us. Then we can go into that the quantum field or the God field, whichever your higher source is, and reprogram what that vibrational frequency is being put out. And we can turn it around and change it like we were doing with you with the ticket, you know, because basically they didn't give you your seat. I mean, how bad can that be when you don't end up with the seat that you're supposed to be sitting at?
Well, somebody was sitting in it. Just
yeah,
wasn't
somebody
me.
Got it instead of you. But anyway, so what we did as we went in, and when I always say we, I'm always saying God's the healer. God's the one that makes the change in the field, because I don't know how to do it. And since God is the creator of all, he knows exactly what to do to create that change. And so when you go in, you speak it into the quantum field, or if you're working with me, I will ask you what it is that is not serving you at this time, and ask you what it is, and then I'll ask you, what is it that you choose to put in? And if it's a positive, it'll happen. If it isn't, I will honor you and not do anything that is not for your best interest. Because sometimes you could have something that's destructive. And if I sense in any way that it's destructive, well, you know, it wouldn't serve you. And I'm going to do whatever I can to serve that individual to the best of my ability. So actually, I'm the facilitator, God's the healer, and God's the one that does the changing of the energy field. And so that's what we have to work with, and I think that was a good example for you as well.
Yes, it was, and I would like to add something to that, Charlene, also, is that like attracts like is another way of saying this.
That's a good, very good.
when you put forth a certain energy, it is going to attract to you a like-minded energy. And
Perhaps
people would have an easier time of understanding that.
Well, you know, you're bringing up a really good point, and that is if we had gone in, like I was saying, if we had gone in to change the energy associated with what had happened to you, but you did it with malice and anger, frustration, those are all lower vibrational frequency. But instead, we took you into the quantum field, and you did it with love and respect and honoring the rest. In other words, you put in a positive energy, not going in with malice or anger. You know, you were frustrated, which was obvious could happen to anybody. But we have to be very careful, especially right now with the energy shift that you've been talking about on your internet and so forth, and how important it is, because right now we've had a major, major shift in the energy field. And I'm finding that people's, when we're working, I had a lady last week that had it happened the next day. And things are shifting so fast that you have to be very careful about what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what you're verbalizing, because you're going to bring it to yourself very quickly, because the universe is really making that become so.
Well, perhaps another way that we could look at that is that our words, thoughts, and actions are manifesting faster.
Very fast. As a matter of fact, you have to be very careful. If, say, for instance, I get really, start to have some kind of thought that really isn't maybe appropriate or frustrated about something that's going on, then usually I'll just say, oh, wait a minute, cancel. I'm not going to go there. Because I can cancel it, even though I've come in with something that is not going to be appropriate. After a while, you get to the idea that your feelings are very, very important because there is a vibrational frequency. Doesn't mean you don't honor your feelings. Like somebody the other day said, well, I'm so angry. And I said, that's okay, because you are angry. Now, what do you want to do with the word anger or the feelings of anger? That was the thing. How do you turn that around and change it so that you come in with it doesn't change the circumstances?
Well, Shirley, let's take a moment now. Oh, I was ready to give the phone number, and somebody picked up on it. We have a caller, and your name?
Jean.
Jean?
Yes.
Hi, Jean.
Hi.
What can we do
for
you? What can we do for you, Jean?
I just wondered, Shirlene, if Shirlene could go in and take some change some DNA patterns for me from a past life.
Okay, but tell me what they are.
I believe it was I was burned at the stake.
Okay,
why do you think that, Jean? Did you have a sense of it?
Yes, I've seen it and sensed it, and I have a birthmark, and I see where the fire started there. Just on the right side of me.
You know, that's interesting that you say that. In the last newsletter that I did for BBS, we had an article in there where there was some research done. Ivan Stevenson found that people had come into their lifetime with a birthmark from a past earlier, the way they died in an earlier life. So here you're calling in and basically saying the same thing. So I find that fascinating.
Yeah, it's just like on my chest on the right side and on my right arm and up down my arm a little bit and then on my chin and up my neck. It's like it draws a line just on one side.
Hmm.
And what I saw was they took the fire and put it up at me right there.
That had to have been frightening for you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have the experience, the emotions with it?
Somewhat, and the more I think about it, the more I can feel it.
Mm.
So do you have an issue with confrontation?
Do I what?
Do you have an issue with people when you get in a confrontation with them?
Yes.
You'll usually give in.
Yes. Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because the past life has created a fear. Fear that if I don't agree or if I go against what somebody says, then I have a consequence.
Yes, I see.
Okay. So what we'd have to do is go in and change the DNA of your circumstances that happened and turn it. I'll just have to have God show me what happened.
Okay.
And then he'll show me what happened, and then we'll turn it to a positive because you've got to change the energy in there.
Okay.
You have to take the negative out and replace it with a positive.
Okay.
Otherwise it becomes still so. So what do you want it replaced with? Give me an idea of what you want it placed with.
With light.
Okay, light. Okay, what else?
And love.
Love, okay.
Energy.
With what?
Energy.
Okay.
Maybe we should put an adjective to that. What kind of energy?
Yeah. Positive energy.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what is it as far as confrontation? Tell me that.
Well, I take care of my daughter every day. She was hit by a drunk driver. So if she starts arguing with me, I just say, you know, whatever you want me to do. So I guess that's a lot of my, where I give in with confrontation.
Okay. So you, how about, so what you're saying is you need to honor the way you feel?
Yes.
Okay, and then others honor the way you feel?
Yes.
Is that true?
That's true.
Okay, and then others do that too. Then can you also, you're saying that you need to also put in the field that I speak my truth.
Yes.
Okay. In a positive way?
Yes.
Because, see, that can be a detriment to some people. If you went to speak your truth and it's done with it, like we were saying with Carolyn, if she had been really angry, she would have been putting in a positive or a negative energy in the field, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, so with you, I speak my truth in a positive way.
Yes.
Okay, others respond to me in a positive way. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. Anything else like that? And then we're going to take out the fear. That's the number one thing, is taking that fear out.
Okay.
The fear of the violence. We'll take out violence. We'll take out fear of persecution. Take out the fear of death.
Yes.
Can you think of something else that's come into your mind?
I think that pretty well covers it.
Okay. The violence, the persecution. Okay, death.
How about the loss of loved ones?
Yes.
Good one.
Because as you were going through that, you lost your loved ones also. And did you have a sense that the loss of the loved ones suffered because of whatever you were persecuted for?
Yes. It seems like it just keeps coming up more and more since I've been meditating, just the things that happened and the frustration with it and the anger and the sadness.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go. That's a good one.
The sadness is a good one.
Sadness. How about sorrow?
Yes.
Actually, while you're speaking, I'm writing.
Okay.
Sadness, sorrow, hopelessness.
Did we touch on pain?
No, I don't believe we did.
Might that be something that...
Very good.
We might want to take out?
Yeah, the pain.
Yeah, it's a horrific thought to think of being bound and set on fire.
Oh, yes. The thought occurred to me something else here. How about shame?
Yes.
The shame that you felt at the event. I mean, there's multiple emotions here that need to be cleared.
Right.
Yes.
Can you think of any others? Because this is important. If you've come up with any type of feelings or thoughts that might have occurred because of that, anything like that, because they need to, we'll go in and ask God to remove them.
Well, while you're meditating, were some other, what other emotions might have come up as you meditate over this? I think that would be helpful.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Well, I guess anger and hate when it was happening,
mm-hmm.
and sadness and fear and just any and every emotion you can imagine while it's happening.
Charlene, it sounds like we probably got them all.
Yeah, I think so. This is quite a good list. Because also it would have put you in a panic, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go in and have this done, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Well, something, as Charlene is working on this, she doesn't hear what we are saying. Keep in mind that these things are coming up. It might not seem like a good thing, but it really is, because we need to clear the physical of these events from the past. Actually, we're not going to be able to ascend until they are cleared. And the reason for that is negative things have to stay in the dimension in which they were created. So we can't take these horrific memories that is trapped in our physical, in the cells or in the DNA, to the next higher level. And the energies that have been coming in this year, Jeannie, is allowing, well, more than allowing, it is the energetically, it is what is bringing up these events. And yes, it might not seem like this is to our benefit, but it really is.
Yes.
I know I've been going through some interesting times myself.
I know. I've heard you say some of the things that you've been through, and I was thinking, boy, that's awful to think you went through those. And then I started going through this one, and I thought, oh, well.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I will tell you something, though, about that, Jeannie. On the other side, there are not those kinds of emotions. And so when you cross over, I viewed a lifetime that was that ended very tragically, with a lot of pain, and you know, humans think of some nasty ways to have ended people's lives in the past. And I saw myself going over to the other side, and when I did that, there was my body, there was absolutely no negative emotion, nothing, none of these elements that you're discussing right now, these emotions, did I have. It was a very dispassionate view of that scene. It isn't until we get back into a new physical body that we pick up those emotions again. And so I would like to say you're very wise in calling in and clearing this.
Yes, I've been trying to do it for several weeks, but you guys are always really busy.
You mean the line's been busy?
Yes, yep.
Well, we can't bring people in and rush them off, or else the work doesn't get done.
Oh, I know that.
So, you know, it takes time, and it is fascinating.
Yes, it is. It is. It's interesting to think that all these different things that we've done.
Well, and it also has to do with some of the roles that we've played. In other words, if you were an individual that maybe stood for truth, you were kind of a rebel with some of the failures and the faults of the political or religious scene, you would have been a person who stood up to that, and, yep, they got you that round.
Yeah.
Or if you were a military person, a warrior, you would have gone through a lot of lifetimes where, you know, you died on the battlefield. So we all have certain roles that we have played, and it's interesting that those roles that we have played become very similar to one another in different lifetimes that we've lived. So it's possible that these issues come up. They're similar, but they're really from different lifetimes.
Yes. I'm going to have to read your last newsletter, too. I got behind on reading things. Have been having a lot of things going on, but I'll have to read that.
Yeah, that was in last month. Now, are you talking about the birthmark?
About what?
Are you talking about the birthmark?
Yes, yes.
Okay. It was just a small piece about that. It wasn't a long story, just basically that he had found, he was working with children, And he found that to be in the case with children. And children are interesting in the sense that they very innocently speak about things that happened in another lifetime without, you know, until we discourage them.
Yes, yes. Well, my grandson told me about a lifetime that he had before, and he told me that I was a neighbor across the street, and my name was Bronson.
I love it.
And he just goes on with names of that, and I'm just, okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Well, it's interesting that he remembers names. Sometimes they don't remember names.
He had said his name was Lori. So he was a female, I guess, in that lifetime. He said, and he said his dad's name was Johnson, so I'm figuring Johnson was the last name.
Probably.
I want you to do something, Jean.
Okay.
I want you to look at that on the right side and see what it looks like.
The right side of what, Charlene?
Well, she said it runs down her neck.
Oh, the line, the mark. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It looks lighter.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yes, it looks like it's lightening up.
Okay.
I just find that so amazing.
Yes.
It's lightening up, huh?
Yeah, it's just getting lighter. It's still dark on my neck and chest there, but on my chin it's lighter.
Okay, say that again.
On my neck and chest it's still darker, and on my arm, but I'm not, my chin is lightened up.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, now look at it.
Okay. It is lighter. It's a lot lighter on my neck now.
Okay. How about on your chest?
I didn't have it until I was about 3 months old, my mom said, and then it just started growing. A little spot came, and then it just grew and grew and grew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all gone. The memory for it's all gone. So now the cells, what is happening, the cells will go back to the original God intelligence. And it'll go back to when it was created in the beginning of time, because it has perfect knowledge. And so now that that's been released, it will start getting lighter and lighter for you. It should be, okay?
I was hoping that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Call back and let us know how it's doing, will you?
I'll do that. You guys have a great evening, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You too, Jeannie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, now that we have freed up a line, I would just like to announce our number here. It is 877-876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, we have a toll-free number from Canada also. And it's 888-815-9750. And so you got a little idea as to what Charlene does. Charlene, if somebody wants to call in for a private appointment with you, what is your number?
Oh, 801-944-9346.
And your time zone?
Yeah, and if I don't answer in 48 hours, call me back, because I'm always got, my answer machine is always getting messed up. You know, people think, oh, she's just not calling. Well, you know, my sister has even more trouble with her phones than I do. So just call back, and just know that my grandson called, and I said, I'm so glad you called me, Dustin. And he said, well, Grandma, I called you 2 weeks ago. I said, you did? Well, it came in 10 days after Dustin had called me. It came in on the machine.
Well, I have another call coming in. And what is your name, caller?
Yes, Carolyn, this is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
How are you? How are you doing, Charlene?
Hi, fine.
What can we do for you, Robert? Did you want to? Did you have a question you wanted to ask the cherubim, or did you want to speak to Charlene?
Well, I had a question for Charlene. I've heard that she can see stuff, and I've had a back issue for the longest time. And recently, I've gone to a kinesiologist, and he says it's muscle, but there's still a lot of severe pain there. And I was just wondering if you could see what it's attached to, what can I do to let it go.
So you have pain in the muscle?
Yeah, it's in the muscle. It's like between the L4, L5 on the right side. And I've done a lot of work on it. I've had a lot of energy work on it. And I haven't been able to get to that.
Did he take an x-ray of that, Robert?
I've had MRIs. I've had back surgery before. And I've had MRIs before, and but recently, no, I haven't had the x-rays because most of it has been deep muscle tissue, what I've been told. So.
Well, Charlene, I'll turn this over to you, and you can ask Robert some questions.
Okay. I've been looking at your right side, and it's on the back. There kind of runs around on your side as well, isn't it?
Yes, it goes like from the center all the way around the right side.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like it looks like it's attached to your rib. Does that make sense? It looks like if you move.
Yeah, I mean, most of the pain is concentrated right along the right side lower. It's almost like it's below the rib, but the muscles could be attached to the rib.
In the back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what it looks like. Well, actually, let's say to the spine. Let's put it that way. That's more what we're asking about, really, because if it's that low. Now, the other thing I want to ask you, what's your financial situation like?
Oh, well, I'm unemployed.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm having unemployment, but looking for work.
Okay, so tell me, what kind of work do you want to do?
What kind do I want to do?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to. I've been doing a lot of work, internal work, the last 4 years here, and I'd like to get into teaching that kind of work. But obviously, you know, right now society's not really aware of where the direction we're going into, so.
Teaching what?
Doing the spiritual work that I've been doing.
Ah. Yeah, you want something so that you get paid for it, right?
Oh, basically, yeah.
Obviously.
to make a living at it, yeah,
right,
it'd be great.
Right.
But in the interim, I mean, I've done, you know, different jobs and stuff, but, you know, I think about stuff being specific about something I specifically want to do, and the only thing I can think about is teaching what I know, but I know there's a, you know, process towards that.
What is that?
The process or the work?
The work.
Well, the work is just, you know, coming from the heart and teaching people to come from the heart as far as in, you know, in the third dimension, moving into the higher dimensions.
Good.
So, Charlene, what do you see, a connection between these two
yes,
things?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was wondering why you were going in that direction.
What I'm trying to explain is what we've got to do is go in and change not only your physical part, but we've got to change what's going on in the subconscious and the emotional part.
Right.
We have what's called the emotional body and the physical body, and your physical body is manifesting what's going on in your emotional, because you said you wanted to teach people to come from the heart, which is part of the emotional, right?
Correct.
Now, what kind of work you've done in the past that you'd like to get paid for?
Well, I've worked a lot, customer service type jobs, sales support. I've been in the restaurant industry, but that kind of wears me out physically and emotionally.
Because you were, what, a chef, or what were you?
Well, I did, waited on tables, and I was a food and beverage manager, and it, you know, the hours are just grueling hours, a lot of time on my feet.
Yeah. So what other kind of work would you like to do to make a living? You tell me so we can put it in the field. And then you can go into this teaching people to come from the heart, because I see you doing that. I see you doing it.
Well, see, and that's where I've had the hardest time is being specific as far as what I'd really like to do as far as, you know, on the mundane level. And I'm clueless at that. And I've had the hardest time just pinpointing, well, yeah, I could sell cars or sell, you know, whatever, but I just don't, you know, I don't feel any motivation towards doing that type of job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's been frustrating for me, because I cannot think of anything specifically that I would really enjoy doing.
Well, you've always wanted to be a minister?
Not religiously, yeah, but not in the religion part of it.
Not in a specific religion.
Ministering to people, but not connected with a church dogma,
right.
I think is
correct.
Is that the way we're going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So that you minister to them in their illness.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Right now, though, they're in the process of wanting to have a job.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you went out looking for a job with your resume, what would you like to have? Because what I'm going to do is put it in the field for you to get a job. Then it'll open. What will happen is God will open up a way for you to have a job that leads you into this spiritual dimension.
Right.
So maybe because you're not aware of what would serve you best, is that correct?
Correct.
Then what we need to do is we just go in and ask God to give you a job that will serve you best.
That's
because
what I would like.
That you need an income is what you're saying, right?
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
I want something where I could be happy with and be, you know, enjoy getting up and going into work.
Okay.
But like I said, well, I can't think of anything specific job-wise. I can think of what feeling-wise I would like.
I like that, Charlene. A job that would bring him joy.
Yeah, just put that down.
Yeah.
A job will ask God to give you, open up a way for you to have a job that will bring you great joy. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's go in and do that.
Thank you, Charlene.
Now, Robert, I would like to say this, that it also helps. Charlene's going to program the field, but it would also help for you to become proactive in this also. And you know what I mean by that?
In the sense of, I mean, as far as being open to whatever comes.
Well, like, look at the ads in the paper.
Well, yeah, I do that. I mean, I definitely would, you know, I don't, when something comes to me, I will move in the direction to do it, as you're saying, being proactive.
Yeah, you've got to help things along.
Right.
They're not going to come knocking on your door.
Well, they have, but it didn't work out.
You don't always want to answer those knocks at the door either.
Exactly. But no, I understand what you're saying. And,
Do you meditate?
Every day.
That's beautiful. How about putting that in your meditation for your soul to inspire you in an area that would bring you this joy? Because you're not thinking of anything yet.
Right. I mean, I ask that to, you know, to show me, you know, lead me to where I need to be. Because
right.
Like I say, I see my ultimate goal as being able to teach what I've learned as we ascend, and the gifts and the joy of that. But, you know, it's just, like I said, it's just been frustrating not seeing it present itself.
Well, where have you learned some of these things, Robert?
Well, the last 4 years, I broke my hip and was led to move to recover here in Hiawassee, Georgia. And so I've been in this area working with one particular person for the last 4 years, working through a lot of the emotional issues, past life.
Well, has this experience been such that you might write a journal about it or a story of some sort?
I've written, I mean, off and on I've journaled. Not every day, but I have journaled a lot of the stuff that I've gone through.
Well, have you written anything that you could send into a magazine and be paid?
I could probably put something like it together. I mean, I'm not as far as, you know, I'm not as wordy or some things as far as details. So that doesn't come easy for me.
Oh.
But, I mean, because when I think about what I'd like to teach or, you know, doing it is with no boundaries, no guidelines, just speak what comes through in that sense. But to be in a situation to where to start doing that.
Okay, I want you to... does your back hurt you all the time?
Yeah, it's constant. It is definitely constant.
So how does it feel now?
There's still some pain, but it's not as severe as it was.
Okay, just a minute.
It's like it's real deep inside the muscles.
You remind me of somebody who might be interested in doing this work.
I think it's pretty much that. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what you're going to have is a job that will support you in going into the spiritual.
Yes. Something internal.
And that is put in the field that that'll happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to say something to you. Now, whenever something... somebody makes a comment, you pick up on it right away and recognize the fact that, oh, this was put in the God field. Now let me follow through and see where this goes.
Okay?
Because your first reaction might be, oh, I don't want to do that. But you're to consider it, okay?
Right, I understand.
Because it might be moving you into the direction that is going to serve you to be able to go into the spiritual development of the heart.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Now how's your back?
It's getting better. Like I said, it's like it's still there's a deep there's some it's still like it's so deep in there that it's just it's that muscle. Well, I said it's not as severe as it was.
Okay, well it's the cells right now are going to be healing. They're getting different memory right now.
Okay,
and so give them a day or two for them to... Sometimes it'll pull off immediately. Sometimes it'll take a day or two.
Okay,
so check back with us and let us know how you're doing.
I'll be glad to. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, have a better day, Robert.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Yes.
All
hopefully
right.
You're just fine. Be able to sleep better tonight, okay?
Yep. Again, thanks so much, and I definitely appreciate your program, Carolyn.
Beautiful. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And for those of you who are out there listening to my voice, my website is www.carolynevers, and that's Carolyn Evers, Evers.com. And I have put up the schedule for the September conference calls. And if you're not familiar with those, we have conference calls. Archangel Michael has works on the electron. Master Kasumi works with the light body. Mother Mary has, we have conference calls with her. And Fireside Chat, which there are a group of masters that come and discuss ascension. So that schedule is under the conference call. We also have one free conference call that people can join. And we have another caller. And your name, please.
My name's Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, dear.
I recognize that voice, dear.
Hello, Charlene.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. Well, today, man, I got so much to say, but it's a little time. Should have called earlier, but I was out mowing the grass today.
So much to say and not enough time, huh?
I was out in the grass playing with the fairies today.
Playing with the fairies?
Yes.
I love it.
All these beautiful butterflies and looking at the little mushroom houses. It's pretty neat.
Now, I hope you had your son with you when you were doing this.
I was mowing the grass, and he was inside. Yeah.
You know, I have a real big tree at the end of my block, and the branches are real long and kind of go up at the end so that you could actually get in under the tree.
Oh, wow.
And I used to say to my little granddaughter when she was small enough, I told her that that was where the little fairies lived. And she could go in and talk to them.
Wow. Well, I've been opening up here a lot. About a week ago, I was in a certain room, and I dimmed the light, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try to see the aura around my hand.
Beautiful. Did you?
I looked away. You can't look right at it. You look at it on the outside of it, and then you really focus, and then look away, and then look back again. And in my physical vision, I start to see this light green around my fingertips, around in between my fingers, all the way around my hand. And then the green got a little bit more intense. I was like, oh my. And then I waved my hand a little back and forth, slowly, both hands. And I could see green, a field all the way around my hands.
I was like,
wow. My heart just full of joy. I was like, you know what?
Indeed.
This is really neat.
Hey, Brian, we're getting up to the hour, darling, so how about asking your questions so we could answer
you?
I love your story.
Real quick, I was wondering if Charlene can go in real quick, and any judgment that I'm holding within my heart, not fear, I got rid of the fear, but it's the judgment that I have for others or others in my lifetime or past lifetimes that I'm holding against anybody. I want
to
take
beautiful. You got
away.
Rid of your fear, huh?
The fear is gone, but now it's the judgment. I don't want to judge anything anymore to an extent where it's going to harm or hurt others.
Well, that's beautiful.
And replace it with love and light.
Okay. Okay, let's go in and do that before we're off the air. Okay, let's do that now.
Okay.
Well, Brian, it's kind of interesting. You know right away now how to phrase your questions, don't you?
Oh, yes.
You've learned this.
But I've been sitting, Carolyn. I wanted to thank you so much because I've been sitting in meditation more and drinking more liquids and just observing and whatever comes through. And
oh, beautiful.
Just beginning to open up and see nature more. It feels so
good.
Oh, you want to say hi?
I got the spiders.
That's my son.
I gathered that.
Great.
I got spiders.
You got spiders? Okay.
Oh, they're so dear.
He wanted to say hello to you.
I'm sure.
It's no wonder
that Jesus loved those little ones so.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they're so precious.
Yeah. But that's the one, the beauty of it is just learning to really open out there and to sit in meditation. And, and man, I just feel the energy come. When I lay in the grass, Carolyn, I can feel the heat come up into my body.
I love it.
And that's just so amazing.
Have you noticed that clouds can form in the sky depending on your thoughts?
Okay,
yes.
Ryan.
Yes.
Okay, what was released? Judgment and criticism of others.
Yes.
And then you see them through the eyes of God.
How beautiful.
Because they are the essence of God Father, God Mother, and so forth. Therefore, you release your judgment and your criticism of them. Because they are that, also of that essence of God Father and God Mother.
Yes.
And you release them with love.
Yes. Do you see my aura field, how it's looking?
See how that does with as far as your, it becomes a, judging and criticizing others becomes a habit.
Yes.
And so as soon as that happens, look at them differently and say, you know what? They are the essence of God Father and God Mother. They're too. Now, it does not mean that people are to turn around and allow them to be misused or abused.
Right.
That is not what we're saying. We just release them.
I guess also the hardest thing is, it seems like a lot of people are they're so critical of themselves. I think I'm my own worst critic. Now I judge myself too hard.
Okay. Yeah, why do we do that? We do seem to do that, don't we?
Yes.
Well, I think part of it is it's the energy field that we're living in it becomes a habit to say negative things about yourself rather than turning around and saying, you know, I really do respect and honor my legs for the way they get me around.
Yes.
I honor and respect my heart. Look how well it is operated for me. And you go through and you give gratitude for everything that's in your body because it really has honored you.
Yes, it really
has. And all those cells are really honoring you completely. So you have every once in a while you should go in and give God thanks for what they've done for you and thank them.
Oh, yes. I do. Every day I thank my angels and with gratitude and love and respect.
Good.
But I just have to learn more to give gratitude to myself.
Well, most of it you're concerned is your criticism of yourself.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
And being too hard on yourself.
Yes.
Just always remember that you are their essence. And therefore, you're perfect in every way. Because you came to this life to have experiences, to learn from those experiences, and that makes you perfect because you're in a perfect state of learning.
Yes.
Instead of turning around, most of us turn around and we criticize and judge and criticize everything about ourselves rather than looking at ourselves and recognizing how wonderful we really are.
Yes. Charlene, that green glow around my fingers, is that kind of like a healing energy? Coming in?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am a hands-on healer.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I just need to go out and practice.
Sounds like you're practicing just fine. And, Brian, if you are available on Sunday, we are doing a radio show for Eastern with Archangel Michael and calling in also some other masters, and the topic is going to be ascension. So if you're around,
I look forward to that.
In.
Yes. Yes. Well, you ladies have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Thank you, Brian.
God bless.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, this was quite an evening today, my dear.
It has been, hasn't it?
Yes. We covered a multitude of topics, and we're getting to ready to leave. And so perhaps one more time, Charlene, give your phone number in case there are some who wish to call you privately.
Okay, my phone number is 801-944-9346.
And my website. What did you say?
Hope they call.
Of course.
It's fun to watch. It's just been an incredible journey to watch people's lives unfold once they know how to go into the quantum field and start changing.
Indeed.
Their circumstances. It's just been wonderful.
It is so true. And my website is CarolynEvers.com. And as we said, the September conference calls are put up there. And also, I have connected my blog to the website. So you can go to my website, go to the blog, and what we're putting up on the blog is all the messages from the masters. There are some there already. We will be putting up the rest. So you can go to the website, go into the blog, and read that information. And my friends, tune in Sunday afternoon. I think that is going to be a fascinating program. We're bringing in the masters, and we will be talking about ascension. And we will be taking phone calls, not personal phone calls, but questions on ascension. So, my dear, we have come to the end of an hour. Can you imagine that?
Boy, it went very fast.
Yes. And so, my friends, next week, tune in again where Charlene and I will be here. And I say goodbye to all my friends. And I'm sure, Charlene, you have a word of farewell to them for until next week also, don't you?
Yes. We send you our love and our very best in life to make your life just grand. And when you change, so does all of those that are around you, because your energy starts to project onto them, and so it becomes a marvelous transition for you and for your loved ones.
So goodbye, everyone. We have to get off the air. Talk to you next time.